What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern-day social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Wydell, and on today's episode, we are doing a year-end recap. I'm going to spit some information that should motivate you, and I'm going to help you with some tips on how to be more self-motivated. I've broken it down into three teachable topics that we're going to be talking about in just a sec here, but let me go ahead and just take a breather, say what's up to you guys. I feel like a lot of times on the podcast, I just like to get right into it. Obviously, you probably prefer that too, but I know a lot of you are on your drive or you're doing your chores or you're at the gym and you got time, right? You got me in the background, and don't worry, we'll get to plenty of value today. But I think it's just really important to take kind of a little bit of a breather at this point. It is December 29th, if you are listening to this on the day it comes out in the United States. And whenever we approach a new year, it is just such a unique time, I think, for entrepreneurs who are entrepreneurs for the main reason that they want to be able to design their own life. And whenever a new year comes around, it seems like now is the time to reconsider what I want in life. Am I running the business the way I want to? Do I feel like if I just continue on with the same routine that I did last year, that is what I should do this year? That if I just do that, I will grow in business? Or maybe you don't own a business yet and you're asking yourself, do I want to work the same job next year in the same position? Is there a promotion on the horizon? What would I have to do to get there? Am I where I want to be with relationships, romantic as well as friendships? Am I where I want to be with my family and really just everything in life, with your savings? And it can either give you like option overwhelm, I guess it is, because if you're really looking at life through the right lens, you really can design it however you want, especially when you own your own business and it's an online business and you have a lot more control of your schedule than the average person. Then you really get to say, I mean, if I wanted to say that I want to travel the world next year while working, it is a possibility. Like it's going to require sacrifice in a lot of other areas and saving up or whatever it would require you to do so based on where you're currently at. But there's something beautiful about you being able to even make that an option if you want to. And I think so much of entrepreneurship for me, or just like my love of having freedom in general, a lot of times isn't even exercising that freedom all the time. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to work today if I don't want to. I'm still gonna, but yeah, I don't have to. Or like, I don't have a boss, or if I wanted to take an hour break, I could. And a lot of times, I do a lot of like little hour breaks throughout the day, actually. But there's just a lot to it that, or you think, oh, I don't want to be at work at a certain time, or you know, have any of these other stipulations over my life. But really, to be a good entrepreneur, a lot of times we have to just create them for ourselves anyways. But there's just something about it that it's not required by someone else, and there's not like an authority figure having as much say in your life, that I think a lot of entrepreneurs really derive their motivation from. Like the motivation that just makes them never give up is usually derived from like a fear of being in a traditional career. But if you're in this position and you say, hey, I'm a business owner, even if you did 20 grand in sales last year, if you wanted to say, I want to do 200K in sales next year, what would that look like? And why would I want to do that? And what would that do for my life? What would the next year look like if I was able to do that? What would I buy with this money, or where would I invest it? And you sit down and you create this crazy dreamscape. It's just cool that you at least have the option to try for this. And although a 20K jump to a 200K jump is unlikely, really, if you say, hey, I did 20K, what if I just 10X the actions of that year? And then you can write it out in your schedule, and you could say, okay, I would only have one day off next year, but it looks like it's actually possible. This is just such a beautiful part of life that comes with entrepreneurship, and now is the time to reconsider and do this. And what I wanted to talk about today are three reasons why, if you're not feeling motivated going into the next year, and I'll be honest, today and yesterday, I kind of felt like I'm ready for the new year, but like I'm not ready to like go crazy about it yet. I don't really want to sit down and make a big dream plan. And, you know, I'm going to wait a little bit, but I'm getting in the mode. And that's kind of why this podcast exists sometimes, guys. I like to be able to teach the things that I really need to understand myself. I really need to ingrain in myself because I'm like, I know the topic. I've lived the topic. I know how to teach the topic, but it doesn't mean that I'm just this raging ball of motivation and just a lover of business and marketing at all times. You know, like social media and even like the podcast, you're not going to get like me coming on like, I'm having a bad day, guys, but I just had to do the episode. But anyways, here's what's wrong. You know, it's not what you want. It's not how I would do well. But as you guys know, if you've listened for a while, every 100 episodes, I do try to have a more honest and personal communication with you. If you listen to either episode 100 or 200, and we are almost at 300. We'll be there in about a month from now at the 2 episodes a week rate. So I'm very excited about that. I have no idea what I want to talk about, but I usually have a couple drinks and just say whatever comes to mind. And they've been the most praised episodes I've ever done. So look forward to that. Make sure you're subscribed. But let's go back to today's topic. So the three reasons why someone isn't motivated. The first one is you don't have a plan yet. And you haven't sat down and really created the lifestyle that you want for yourself. And now is the time to do that. But this really applies at any point in the year. I think it's funny that we do see it as this time, right? Oh, the month is about to become one. It was 12 and now it's about to become one. And then the year's about to change. When really all these things are societal constructs. I mean, obviously they're based around how long it takes the earth to revolve around the sun. But still, if you wanted to create a new resolution for yourself on March 25th, there really should be nothing stopping you. So I want to point that out, that at any time of the year, if you're not feeling motivated, if you don't have a goal that you're really working towards, then it's just going to be that much harder. And that's usually the reason why people lack motivation. And an example of a goal, because I think a lot of times people are just like, oh yeah, I want to do 100K for the year. I'm still not motivated. I don't get it. You have to be able to make a plan that personally motivates you. And a lot of times what I found is once you do this dreamscaping or whatever, and you write down all the things you want to accomplish for the year, and then you start putting in your schedule, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times there is one action within each like realm of life that you're trying to improve. Like for business, there's usually just like one action that you're like, if I just do 20 outbound DM messages a day, everything else will fall in place. Like there's usually some random number like that, that it's like, if I just focus on this number, everything else will fall into place. And when you can have it be an action number that is just controlled simply by you like choosing to do it or not, it's completely your fault if it doesn't work. If you can make your goal boil down to like some kind of metric like that, it really shows you how obtainable your yearly goals are, even if they're crazy, with consistent daily action. So find that number. What would be the daily action or even weekly action that you would have to put in such by doing so that hitting your goal would almost be guaranteed? And also make sure that it's a number that you're actually super motivated about. Because if it's not a number that you can kind of dangle in front of your face like a carrot to keep you motivated all year, then that's not the number I'm talking about. Other goals that you could use, I just kind of say some examples because I think a lot of times people are like, oh, I want to start a charity or buy an orphanage or like just do some crazy thing. Like it doesn't have to be that. It can be a lot more simple. I did a 2-week Europe trip last year in July, but the trip was booked in March. And for those 3 months, it was so easy to give my all to business. I was like, all right, I've got the entertainment, the fun stuff coming. I'm going to want to save up some money. It was a lot easier to not spend money on stupid stuff leading up to it. And just having this goal, like this vacation that you're working in between, is a lot of times how people need to design their businesses. Working in between vacations rather than working in between weekends. And the weekends isn't a thing, by the way, as an entrepreneur. Like every day is pretty much the same. The only thing is that like the rest of the world is more available on Saturdays and Sundays. So I think entrepreneurs might sometimes still strive to take the weekends off to be on the same schedule as other people in their life. Other than that, if you're ever thinking like, yeah, I could totally keep working, but it is Saturday, like shut the fuck up. Like that is not at all how an entrepreneur should ever think. Like if you need a break, you take it. Otherwise, if you don't need it, you're probably working, especially because you're working in between super fun vacations. You're about to go on a Europe trip in a month or two. Why would you need to take a Saturday where you just watch TV and really don't do anything? If you need it, then go ahead and take it because you have the freedom to do so. But I've met a couple entrepreneurs that I've talked to throughout the podcast that like when they left their traditional job and went into entrepreneurship, they're like, oh yeah, it's a weekend. So, you know, on Monday I'll get to that. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is not a thing. So let's leave it at that for the first tip there is if you lack motivation and you don't have a plan, it's probably that. The second one is that you don't have your daily plan, as in a to-do list. If you are ever just not motivated on a day, although you're like, I do have an awesome year plan, but I just can't get myself into it right now. I can't get myself hyped about it or get myself to work. A lot of times this just is because you don't really realize like how much you have to do that day. So if you pull out a to-do list and you just start writing, I want to do this today, I want to do this today, I want to do this today, there becomes a point at which you write down all the things that you would love to accomplish by the end of the day that you say, oh my God, I need to get started right now. And then there is often a lot of times that kick in the ass that a lot of people need, especially entrepreneurs that like myself aren't that great at like just scheduling everything in their schedule. Like a lot of days I wake up, I'm like, do I have to do a podcast today? No, I don't. Do I need to do a reel? I don't really want to. I don't really know what reel I come out with. So I got to like edit this video, I guess. And then I could send an email. And, like there's infinite jobs that I could do. But because nothing was scheduled that day, nothing is needed to come out because it's not like the day before this podcast is scheduled on Monday or Thursday. Like I only have so many things that have an actual due date apart from the ones, you know, I set for myself. But a lot of days it's just like I wake up and I'm just like, I make a to-do list and I do the to-do list. And on those days, if I don't do the to-do list, it is like, well, I guess I'm good to do whatever. Like it's really easy to slack off. And then right once you write up the to-do list, you're like, okay, never mind. I actually can't do this. And the other thing that I really like about a to-do list is whatever can't make that list. Cause when you reach that point that you say, man, this is probably all I can do today. So let's get started. I need to start right now. And this would be so cool if I got all these things done. It now shows you what you can't do, because that stuff wasn't able to fit on the list before it was filled up. And that's why a lot of it is very important. So when people tell you things like, do a to-do list, and you're like, eh, I don't really like know why, or like, I already know like the three things I have to do. Why would I make a list? I already know the three things off the top of my head. It is more so for the sake of being able to check them off and show yourself that progress throughout the day, kind of just having this little notepad sitting there. And you should have way more than three things on any day. Maybe you have like three major business tasks, but you probably have a lot of even things like take out the trash, do dishes, like all of it goes on there for like, what would be a win today? If I could check every box, I would consider today a win. That's your to-do list. And now you can see all the stuff that doesn't fit on there. And for people like me that don't do their schedule to the hour and rather have it be more subject to the day, then this is truly the way to do it, guys. And if you're not motivated on a day, but you're like, I got a great yearly goal and I'm just like not feeling it today, you have not made a to-do list yet. The third reason it would be if you've done both of those things and you're still really not excited, apart from grabbing a cup of coffee, maybe getting yourself to the gym first, or just focusing on whatever you can do. What can I make myself do right now that would lead me to being in a state where it would be easier to take on these other jobs is a question you can ask yourself. But what it could be is that you haven't learned anything new recently that you are excited to apply. a lot of times in business, if you are just going through the same routine and it feels mundane to you, because entrepreneurs are really particular about life feeling mundane. They don't do nearly as great with it. As soon as it feels like you're getting into too much of a routine or things haven't been exciting for a while, a lot of times you're like, wait, what? Like, I need to mix it up, or I gotta innovate a bit here. Like, my marketing plan, like, I gotta have some kind of innovation. It's been a while since I've had a eureka moment for my business. And eureka moments are extremely motivating. A eureka moment, I can't remember what, maybe it's Edison or, I don't think so. I think it was way earlier. It's some inventor, when he invented something, like sitting in a bathtub, he yelled eureka and then ran to tell everyone about his invention. You should be having moments like that on a weekly basis as an entrepreneur. And the funny thing is, a lot of these eureka moments actually don't turn into success later, and it doesn't matter, because that eureka moment of, I'm so inspired to execute this idea. I just read this book, I heard about that, and then I saw this, and then I thought about how I would do it for my business, and then I got a couple other ideas, and then I just was like, this is gonna work, this is gonna be amazing, I can't wait. All those thoughts are super great for you to have, regardless of what it turns into in the end. So allow yourself to just love the new idea, to just feel like you're 2 feet from gold. And if it ended up being that you were 20 feet away, you were probably digging really fast for all of those 20 feet, thinking that you were in that final sprint. You're like, oh yeah, it's the final sprint, the final sprint. I really feel like for the last 4 years, I've been 2 feet from gold. Although I've found bits of it, you know, maybe I wouldn't have found like a jackpot of it by this, you know, metaphor here, but still, like, I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm 2 feet now. This thought really keeps you going. So if you haven't read a book on marketing, if you haven't read a book on mindset, whatever you really need at that time, maybe if it's even a financial book and you get some strategies to save some money and you're like, okay, well, now I need the money to save. Okay, where am I gonna get that? And you're just so much more motivated about it. Every single one of you on this podcast knows the benefits of saving or investing money and all the things that you can do with it. And maybe, let's just say like the Roth IRA. Like, most of you know, like, yes, I know it's important. I know I need to throw more money at it. But unless you have consumed content recently from someone that you consider a credible source that says, guys, I promise you the secret to wealth is a Roth IRA. Here's why. Here's this reason. Here's the best way to do it. Make sure you use these guys, the lowest fees, and make sure you do this and this. And all of a sudden you hear even just some fresh ideas, or if they're ones that you've heard before, but presented to you in a fresh manner. A lot of times we just need to hear it again to get really motivated about doing something about it. Otherwise, we'd all just be motivated about Roth IRAs every single day of our life after the first time we heard it. But you all know how much, like, the first time someone told you about it, you're like, okay, I gotta do that. I gotta do that. And then you did it or you didn't. And either way, the motivation is gone from that moment. And that's why a lot of times acting on motivation when you have it is really important. That's why I'm recording today's podcast on a Tuesday, even though I almost always do it on a Wednesday. Because I was just feeling good and I was like, I just want to put something out there and I'm going to do it now, because this is where when the inspiration is, and it might not be there tomorrow to do this particular task, and I might more have it for doing other tasks. So I'm just going to kind of play off of my motivation as it is. So yeah, guys, those are the three things that I want you to point the finger at if you're ever feeling not motivated. The first one is you don't have your yearly plan, or just like your lifestyle plan, even if it's like a 5-year, 10-year vision, 6-month vision, just some kind of longer term thing. Even if it's, I'm going to take a vacation in 3 months, here's where we're going. I already bought the plane ticket there, or at least one of them, so that I know it's real, it's solidified in my schedule, it's happening without a doubt. And allow yourself to say, okay, cool, well, now I've got 3 months before this really fun thing. And then use that as your motivation for whatever you need to do before then. All right, this is why I'm not going to spend dumb money, because I might as well just spend it in Italy. If I'm going to be there soon, just, you know, let's chill out on that. Or it's 9 p.m. at night, but I got a little bit more motivation to write one more email, and that might get me an extra sale, and like, I'm going to do it. Like, it really, structuring your life to live in between mini vacations is how a lot of entrepreneurs and sales representatives who have control of their schedule ultimately design their life, which is interesting, right? Because the traditional career time is like 9 to 5, even though there's so many. They're like, oh, I'm 8 to 6, but Monday through Thursday. I know there's a bunch of like, you know, differences now with it, but like if 9 to 5 and then 2 days off and then back on work for 5 days, there's actually not a lot of entrepreneurs that end up designing their schedule like that, despite being able to design their schedule however they want. I would say the ones that I've seen do so, because of my sales job, I knew hundreds of people's, like how they did their life schedule. This was just like a big teaching topic. Like, how are you like living? Like what, how much work-life balance are you doing? Because obviously we can work at any time. There's a lot of like incentives for selling a lot, but like, how are you balancing things? And how the ones that would choose the 9 to 5 life were more so like they had a family and maybe like that's the time that their wife worked and they just wanted to be on the same schedule as them. But it was rare. It's very rare that you saw any of them do a 9 to 5 schedule design when they had full control. It was a lot more of lots of work and then bigger gaps of time off to like actually take the time off rather than just be like, I'm overworked. I feel like I don't have enough motivation to really like make these 2 days the best 2 days I can possibly make them. You know, I just want some downtime. And if I have 1 day of downtime, now we're already, you know, halfway done with the weekend and I'm back to work, right? Like that schedule is just a little bit too quick for how a lot of people would ideally want their lifestyle. The second one is you haven't made your to-do list for the day, because it is also the what you should not do list. So don't underestimate the power of a simple tip like a to-do list. There's a reason why so many successful people do it. The third one is you haven't learned something new recently. So keep listening to some more podcasts, get some ideas of what you want to get inspired by. Check out my YouTube channel as well for a lot of different content that has more visuals to go along with what I'm teaching, and it makes it a lot easier for you to execute. And if you get inspired by something that you want to do, if someone can give you an idea that makes you feel like, okay, this path here is the 2 feet from gold path, and then act on it accordingly, then a lot of times a lack of a path that makes you excited or something that looks new and intriguing is oftentimes what you're missing. So don't be afraid to give yourself that. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I truly love you so much for choosing to listen to this podcast more than any other podcast that you could be listening to, or literally anything else that you could be doing right now, especially if you made it to the very end of this episode. So if you'd like to say Happy New Year's to me, I answer all of my DMs. It's not a bot. Please DM me at socialbamboo_. If you want to say Happy New Year's and even what your favorite episode from the year was, I would absolutely love that. And yeah, guys, I will see you in 2023.